Blog Talk Radio.
All right, cool. All right, I'm going to take us off of here, and then we're going all about right. 3 minutes.
You don't hear my daughter's radio in the background, do you?
A little bit, but it's fine.
You sure?
I hear it, but it don't sound crazy.
Okay, all right.
All right. The mic, drop.
Nothing wrong with him, I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
Somebody drop this fool for me.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big Mike Drop. I'm your host, Big Mike, and we have our lovely co-host, Ronnie. What's happening, Ronnie? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? That intro was everything, Mike.
Man, I appreciate it, man. You see, I'm trying my little Stephen King shit out, man. I have a future in this shit, man.
You do, definitely.
Yeah, man. I've always wanted to make horror movies, so, like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
We got to do some black horror movies then.
Absolutely.
Independent.
Absolutely.
Independent horror movies.
Absolutely. And I like the black and white. I like the noir look. I love that look. And that's one of the reasons I picked the movie that we're going to show tonight. So for those of you who don't know, after this show, Night of the Living Dead, the original 1968 release, Night of the Living Dead, one of the best flicks ever. I mean, that's the quintessential horror movie, American horror movie. What would you agree? Have you seen it?
I saw it when I was a little girl. I was so damn scared. No, I haven't seen it in many years. I was probably like 8 or 9.
Man, but it's a great movie, man. And I think the people are going to enjoy it. It's something we're trying out new during the holiday season, especially in October. I love horror movies. I'm a huge fan. Horror and sci-fi. So, you know, I'm going to spread that with y'all as well. So I appreciate y'all for joining us. I changed the name of the show tonight, but I did not change the artwork. I kept the artwork, but I did change the name of the show tonight because we got some emergency breaking news just here a couple of hours ago about the GOAT, Dave Chappelle, and he's under threat of being canceled. What do you think about this shit? Have you heard?
I think he can't be canceled.
Have you seen the new stand-up?
I saw it. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
For those of you who have not seen this, The Closer is a work of, it's a masterpiece.
Right.
Every stand-up that this man has done has gotten better and better and better.
Good time, yes. IMDb gave it 8.1 and Rotten Tomatoes gave it 96% out of 100 with mostly positive reviews.
Yes.
So if Rotten Tomatoes gave it positive reviews, I don't know why anybody would want to cancel it.
Well, he said some things about the community in there. I'll just say that. I'll use that term. He said some things about the community, and you know how they are about saying shit.
He said some things about everybody. He said things about women. He said things about Asians. He said things about blacks.
Yes.
I mean, why is the community, as we're calling it tonight, so sensitive about this?
I don't.
And I'm a supporter of the community because a lot of my friends, the community is what gave me my first opportunity in acting.
Right.
So I'm a supporter of the community.
Right.
So I don't know why certain members of the community always drag things to the next level. I really don't.
And I'm going to be honest. What's bad about it, what's so bad about it to me is it's the black part of the community that's doing the dragging and trying to cancel this man who's a great, is the fucking GOAT. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. He's the greatest comedian of all time. He is the Michael Jordan of comedians.
Over Richard Pryor, you think?
Absolutely. Dave Chappelle over Richard Pryor.
I just wanted to hear it out of your mouth.
Yes. Yes. What Sean say, favorite, supposed to be horror movie comedy slash comedy is Tales from the Hood. Absolutely, man. I'm glad you started that out, Sean. Those of you who are in the comments, just drop your favorite horror movie. If you're a horror movie fan, drop your favorite horror movie in the comments, man. I'll go on and put it up on screen. Like I said, because I'm that big a fan. But I think I appreciate that comment. But back to Dave Chappelle and what's going on with the community. I just think it's tragic that they use the black voices to try to bring a black man down.
And he even mentions that in his stand-up. This is why I think it's being canceled, because he shined a light on that.
Yeah.
Even using the baby as an example.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what pissed him off was the baby.
That's exactly when he stood up and said, don't cancel the baby, that's pissing them off.
Well.
To the highest level of pissivity, as they say.
The highest level of pissivity. Let me stop and break in here since we're talking about babies. Texas, a federal judge stepped in and overruled the controversial Texas abortion law today or yesterday. So, now that, that's settled, I don't want to hear anything else about my body, my rights, as long as my niggas getting fired from their jobs and shit for not taking the vaccine. I hope this puts that to bed.
Well, I'm pro-choice, but I feel what you're saying. I'm pro-choice. I'm glad that they did that. But I understand where you're coming from, too. People should get a choice about the vaccine as well.
I mean, be pro-choice is what I'm saying. If we're going to be a pro-choice society, I don't really agree with that word, pro-choice. I don't agree with it, just like I don't agree with the word pro-life. And I'll tell you why. Because somebody goes for, or somebody is for abortion, I don't think they're anti-life.
Right. That's a fact.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And just because I'm pro-life doesn't mean that I'm anti-choice. You see what I mean?
Right.
So I think those words are kind of dangerous when you put those words out there. I'd rather use the term pronatalist and antinatalist.
You got to coin those phrases, Mike.
I didn't come
you
up with it.
First.
I didn't come up with it first. No, I heard it somewhere. And I think I like that. I like that because it's more descriptive about the issue. You don't want to disparage people who may have had an abortion or may support abortion. Right. You don't want to, like, punch down on them, to use Dave Chappelle's words. We don't want to punch down on people that have had abortions or may have had to use that medical, you know, procedure for a reason or another in their life. And I think saying pro-life and pro-choice punches these people down.
Yeah.
It puts you in a box that you don't necessarily need to be in, because you have a lot of people that claim they're pro-life, but they're pro-death penalty. How can two exist in the same realm? That's all I'm saying.
Very hypocritical.
Well, it's a contradiction. That's what this whole shit is. That's what the whole Dave Chappelle issue is. It's a matter of contradictions. And the United States is one big contradiction. Our society has become one big contradiction. And that's what these truth tellers are speaking out against. I take this personally. Because I was kicked out of Hooters last week. Celebrate my dad's birthday with him. I was kicked out of Hooters last week for strictly, simply having an opinion that differed from the norms. I guess it's the norms, because everybody else, all the other dudes at the bar seemed to be with what this chick was talking about. My opinion differed. I was the one who was kicked out. And we were literally about $200 in on the evening.
Did you have to pay?
Yeah, I had to pay. I had to pay my part. I didn't spend $200 in no fucking Hooters. But as a party, we were $200 in. And, you know, this chick just overrode all the money that the business could make. She was running money off at that point in time. And they took her side because people are so damn sensitive about the truth. Can't even tell the truth.
We don't have rights anymore to freedom of speech. Everything is hate literature and hate language.
And I think people are cool with that, and that's a problem to me. I think people are subscribing to this and cool with it, and it's problematic because they are, they're willing to give up our rights so they can feel good.
Right.
It's not fair.
I don't see it getting any better. It looks like it's getting worse.
Potentially, yes. Let's see what Sean said. The people that are over the community are the ones that got beat up and pushed in the locker room in high school. We're living in a time. That's the revenge of the nerds. Yes. Yes. Venmar said it was a great special. Absolutely, it was a great special, man. And I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to Dave Chappelle, the GOAT of comedy. Dave Chappelle is the GOAT of comedy. But I got a question for the audience out here. Before we get into our little video, because I want you to see Entertainment Tonight in Canada. I don't know if you look, no offense to my Canadian brothers and sisters out here, but y'all got some weird, funny acting ass white folks in Canada, man. Y'all got some weird, funny acting white folks in Canada. But I want y'all to check out ET in Canada and just listen to the conversation, especially pay attention to the white broad. I don't know if she's you know, the white person. Can I say that? Is that the non-binary term? Do I have to necessarily identify her? What would the pronouns be?
Well, Michael, I don't know what we should say these days because it changes every day. What's politically correct, what you should say and what you shouldn't say.
Right.
You might say it and think it's okay and then we get flagged.
Right. It's kind of like the word retard back in the day.
You can't say that anymore.
You used to be able to say that they were retarded. They're retard.
You can't say it now.
You can't say that now. Now you have to give it a
mentally challenged, right?
Everybody's mentally challenged at this point in time. So I don't think that I don't think that term is descriptive enough. Like everybody's mentally challenged right now. If we're arguing about basic biology and shit like that, everybody's mentally challenged right now. I would assert.
We gotta come up with our followers. We gotta come up with our own language, like a pig Latin type thing that nobody understands but us and our viewers.
Yeah.
Our own little Morris code.
So it'd be like a Drawtar.
Yeah.
Be like you're a Drawtar. Dartar. Drawtar. Yeah, Drawtar. Yeah. Is that it? Drawtar. Drawtar. Yeah, absolutely. You're a Drawtar. Put Drawtar backwards. In the comments, if you get what I'm saying. You feel me? I'll be killing this silencer, man. I'm going to go fully auto on their ass with one of these days. I'm going to take the potato off the barrel, OG Bobby Johnson style. But I don't know how I wound up in this position, but my mouse is going low, so I'm going to get this video popping because I feel like everybody needs to watch this. If you haven't seen the video or if you haven't seen the Dave Chappelle stand-up, I don't want to ruin it for you.
It was funny as hell.
It was funny as hell.
And he got some good points across without losing the funniness.
Jay Boogie said, Dave Chappelle is the GOAT. He pushes the narrative and makes us think outside the box. Things that society is afraid to say. He says, I love it. Absolutely.
And he can't be canceled. He doesn't care. He walked away from $50 million before. So there's no way he can be canceled. He probably don't give a... He don't give a...
That's why they don't like him, though. That's exactly why they don't like him. Let me get this.
Dave Chappelle is one
that they can't cancel.
Mm-hmm. They can't exercise any power over him. So
that's
exactly. Problematic with these people. And I am saying these people, you people. So the name of this is a GLAAD, National Black Justice Coalition, blast Dave Chappelle's Netflix special. So I'm going to share this screen. And these two funny-looking women from ET Canada will continue. So check it out.
Dave Chappelle is once again under fire following the release of his new Netflix stand-up comedy special, The Closer.
Fair use, by the way.
Many offensive topics, Dave addressed the previous comments made by rapper DaBaby when he targeted the LGBTQ+ community and individuals living with HIV during a recent concert in Miami.
But, you know, a lot of the LGBTQ community doesn't know the baby's history. He's a wild guy. He once shot and killed him in Walmart. Oh, this is true. Google it. The baby shot and killed in Walmart in North Carolina. Nothing bad happened to his career. Do you see where I'm going with this? In our country, you can shoot and kill a d- but you better not hurt a gay person's feelings.
Yes. Now, defending Dave for
look at the way the white chick looking.
50 Cent, who took to Instagram sharing a clip of the special, writing, Dave Chappelle is a funny mother effer that was flawless. Hip-hop loves things that are damaged. That's the beauty of the culture. DaBaby is on a new path. Music has changed everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a lot. Obviously, this is ridiculous for me to have anyone defend a joke like
that. So notice the immediate unprofessionalism that occurred. The chick to the left immediately got uncomfortable, and that unprofessionalism just spilled out into the conversation. You could tell this personally affects her, and she cannot push through this. She can't play through this to even do a job well. Look at the way she's looking. Look, yeah. Look at how I paused her face. Like, she is hurt. This bitch is hurt. You know what I'm saying? This bitch is hurt.
Yeah.
But check it out. She totally breaks down and loses professionalism. I've chose this clip for a specific reason, because this is how society breaks down when people of this community are challenged. When their views are challenged, or even when you have a different opinion, all professionalism, all civility breaks down. Truthfully, I think these are very dangerous people that think like this and that to be around. They're dangerous to society. They're dangerous to freedom. But let's keep going.
Like that. But what do you think, Keisha?
Yeah, you know, Dave said a lot of things. This particular one I'm not personally offended by, but I'm also a big believer that just because something doesn't offend you personally doesn't mean it's not offensive. And it's important to be compassionate about other people's feelings. In the realm of comedy, I don't know how to govern humor from comedians. I know that the rule is to make people laugh. I'm not fond of any type of joke that is divisive or makes people feel horrible. I never want anyone to feel horrible. But he did clearly state, and just to balance this conversation, because I know, Morgan, for you, you're offended by this, but just to balance the conversation, you know, he clearly stated, do you know where I'm going with this? And I think what he was trying to say is that not everything makes the news. There is a disparity in media coverage. There's an imbalance of outrage, and not just with.
I wonder why Morgan is particularly offended by this. Is this individual? Yes. Do you know anything about this individual on ET Canada? If anybody knows, put it in the comments. Is this individual a transitioner?
Yeah, because she's very. And this other lady, the one who's speaking now, I'm glad that she made the statement that she did, that she's not offended. But it just goes to show that if she's not offended, there are a lot of other people like myself that weren't offended.
Hey, man. Oh, sister right here held it down for days. Like I said, she actually deserves a round of applause. She'll get a round of applause. She can't come to the barbecue. But I just want you to really see how the white chick melts down. I'm going to be honest. I'm not even convinced that it's a woman because of the lisp. If you notice that much, like, that's
I didn't know.
It's very rare that they'll put a one. Never mind. Let me not get canceled tonight. I'll continue.
No press, but just in general, like if we just look at international news, there's so many things going around the world that, you know, media doesn't cover. It's almost like they don't care. They only care about things that are happening that, you know, are popular or trending or maybe just in America. Whatever it may be, there is an imbalance in media coverage. I think in this situation in particular, until a hip-hop artist becomes mainstream, media doesn't really care to go too in-depth like that. So you can't fault people for not knowing what they didn't know. I think that the outrage over DaBaby's comments just says a lot about the LGBT community and how much they stick up for themselves as a whole and how much they advocate for change within their community. So, you know, the fact that there's so much outrage for what DaBaby said and the LGBT community coming out and speaking out about it just says a lot of good about the LGBT community. And just to give context, my final note, I know this is a rant.
No, it's good.
It's been said that DaBaby was never charged. It was an act of self-defense. And that's just to balance the conversation. But you sound off.
Yeah, no. So David's saying, I love Dave Chappelle. He is my guy. Leta's saying, it's true. They act like you can't say anything about them without them getting offensive. But they do, and they can say anything to everyone else, and they can get away with it.
They can say everything to everyone else.
I heard that.
Yeah. Horrible list to be on ET. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know what Canadian standards are, but you don't hear this. The only person that talked like that is Charlemagne the God. Oh! And I hit the wrong one. Fuck him. But even old CTG was on the right side of this one. Even CTG was on the right side of this one on the Breakfast Smucks. Whatever the name. What's the Breakfast Smucks?
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, the Breakfast Club. Just keep going through. Follow through and just throw up after we say that. Big Mac the Fisher. What up, Big Mac? Big Mac said, I knew they'd go for Dave. I think he has some shit in the bag for him, though. Absolutely. Dave Chappelle, the GOAT, has something on deck for your ass.
That's why he saved it. He already got paid for this. This is his last Netflix special. He saved it for last. He knew exactly what he was doing. He got his fun over, and I'm glad he did it way that he did it.
Do you know how to really tell if somebody is a funny-looking motherfucker? If you could just randomly pause a video and they have all these crazy looks. Last time we paused the video, this motherfucker was looking crazy, too. Shout out to the crazy-looking white thing. So we got Bob Dingle. I don't even know. Bob, what are you talking? I don't know what you're talking about. Bob says gay in just one word. Bob, let's show Bob. Gay. DaBaby. I got one word. That's strange. Sentence. Complete. Subject. Predicate. You feel me? I ain't going to get it. It's not a grammar lesson.
Is he calling DaBaby gay?
I don't know what he's saying. I have no idea. Bob, clarify. Clarify your statement. Let's see here. Let's get back to Lispy Lisp. Totally uncomfortable right now, if you can't tell. She's, like, talking to the producers. You can see her, like, nodding and, yeah, I'm okay, and I'm going to breathe and all of this because this motherfucker is about to come unglued. But check it out.
Here's a thing. You know, I know that we're specifically talking about the DaBaby joke, and then we're going to talk about his comments surrounding the LGBTQ plus community and the comments he made about trans people. I think for me, overall, this special has changed my thoughts on Dave Chappelle, the way people are. So it's hard for me to almost, like, just talk about this specific one, because I know we're going to talk about his comments made about essentially supporting J.K. Rowling's a stance on trans people. But just overall, this feels so like we're over this. I understand that it, with comedians these days, you'll have some say, oh, we can't joke about anything. You know, people get offended. But when you're talking about the LGBTQ plus community, just don't go there. That's where I've just.
You know something? This is entitlement. I'm going to be honest. I'm upset with the Jewish people. And I guess I can't say it, because I ain't heard nothing from the Anti-Defamation League about him using any terms about Jews. They've actually outweighed the Jewish people.
Asians.
Huh?
The Jews haven't complained, or the Asians. Nobody has complained but the community. And you're right, Mike. She's clearly uncomfortable, because they teach you in journalism all this talk on her hands and all of this stuff like that. You learn not to do that on camera.
That motherfucker come unglued.
All like this. We can do it because we're on a podcast. But she is on national TV. She shouldn't be doing that.
Correct. And I'm going to be honest. I'm showing y'all this because some of my brothers and sisters out there, if you think that you're going to have a rational conversation with these people out in the streets, if you disagree and you think you're getting ready to have a civil disagreement or discussion, you're not.
Ugly real quick.
You're not. That shit going to turn ugly. You're going to get embarrassed, or they're going to try to embarrass you. You feel me? So the thing to do is not be baited into these type of situations by these people. Because I'm going to be honest, I got a story to tell. They love to bait you into a situation. Now, I have personal experience with this, and I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to tell this story. I may regret myself later. I may kick myself for telling this story, but I worked at a place up here in Atlanta, and we had a situation to where a young female to male started working with us. So it was a female, but, you know, she was living life as a male. The bathroom issue, to me, I'm going to be honest, is a real issue. And I'm going to tell y'all from my standpoint how it makes me feel and where I am. If y'all can be empathetic, empathize. If not, then fuck it. Take it how you take it. I was in the bathroom one day. And this young lady with the beard walked into the bathroom. I was at the urinal. The urinals weren't covered up. You know how some places have, like, big dividers? It wasn't really big dividers. She walked in. She looked at my penis, walked into the stall, pulled her pants down, and sat on the toilet and started peeing. I kid you not.
Is what I'm concerned about.
That mother looked up and down.
See, that's an issue, because why does she look at your penis?
I don't know.
The reason that trans people are allowed to use these restrooms are because they identify as being that particular sex. So if she identifies as a male, or if he identifies as a male, why is he looking at your penis? That would make you uncomfortable.
No, my nigga. Why'd you sit on the toilet and it sound like psst?
Mike, I'm not.
I'm just being honest. After you looked at my penis, I went to my manager. And do you know they couldn't do anything to help me protect my dignity as a man? It's already uncomfortable enough. It's uncomfortable enough using the bathroom with men. Now, you don't know men's sexual orientation. That's not anything we talk about in the freaking bathroom.
That's right.
You know, I'm sure I've been in the bathroom with gay men before at a public restroom.
Right,
nobody's looking at all up on this upper at somebody. Nobody's all, you know, doing all that, you know, shit like that while you're trying to talk. Nobody's really even talking at the urinal. You don't even walk up to me and say hi if we're at two separate urinals. I'm not entertaining zero conversation in the bathroom with no dude while I'm pissing.
Exactly.
For real. But I felt like, as a man, I had no recourse in that situation. I had no way to protect my dignity. If I wanted women looking at my dick while I was in the bathroom, I guess I would walk in the women's bathroom and pull my dick out. You feel me?
Exactly. But you can't, there's no way to justify this. So you can't say that you're not comfortable because they're not going to take it as you're not comfortable because you don't want any woman looking at you. They're going to take it as because it's a trans woman. No matter what you do, it's going to always be a problem.
I'm trans male.
I take that back. So when you become, when you're a female and you become male, you're trans male, correct?
Right. Female to male, yeah.
Female to male is considered trans male, not trans female.
Right, trans male.
I always get it confused, trans male.
Right. And that's something that rarely gets brought up.
Against it.
You say what?
There's really no way to complain against it.
There was no way I could keep my dignity and be in the bathroom at that job. They made sure. There were rules in place to make sure that I couldn't complain. Which case, there may, that might as well just be a rule stating that I can't keep my dignity in the public restroom. I'm going to be honest. I don't want anybody looking at my penis while I'm in the bathroom. I'm not in the bathroom looking at other people's penises. I'm not, you know, looking at booties and at under the toilet. I'm not doing none of that stuff. That's you know, it's supposed to be private in a public place. So you're supposed to give people as much space as you could possibly give them.
And it's a male now. The person is now has now become a male, correct?
Yeah. The person has a beard and a mustache and smell like a little billy goat and is, like, jacked up on testosterone and shit. But yeah.
Now I'm so confused. So, wait. Now I'm really confused. So this person is transitioning to become a male or transitioning to become a female and not quite at that point yet.
No, she was born a female.
Born a female.
Yes.
Transitioning to being a male.
Transitioning to being a male.
Now that this person is a male, you're not discriminating. You wouldn't want any man looking at you, correct?
Right.
Or woman. Any person at all should be looking at you in the bathroom.
Nobody should be looking at me in the bathroom. In the public bathroom.
A trans person that you can... Plain, you can't, there's nothing they can do about it because it's going to be like they're being reprimanded because they're trans.
That's literally why they could not elevate the complaint.
Right.
That's literally
right.
Why my boss could not do anything to address my grievance.
And maybe that was done intentionally because I'm not trying to point fingers, but I have noticed that some people in the community do manipulative things like that to get a reaction.
Yeah.
That could have been intentionally done, Mike.
Yeah, it was intentionally done to get a lawsuit, in which case I think that individual did win a lawsuit, a healthy amount as well. So everybody else that was out there working to, you know, feed their family was just pawns in this bigger game, in this bigger hustle that this bitch had. And I said, it wasn't no man.
But let me just say this. Not everybody in the community feels this way about the jokes, about Dave Chappelle, about other people. Some people in the community respect that not everybody agrees with their lifestyle.
Right.
As long as you don't bother them, they don't care about your jokes. They don't care what you say as long as you don't direct it to them. I don't know why there are certain people in the community that take it so personal that it always has to go to another level. That's ridiculous to me.
It's a Trojan horse to take your rights. Now, the First Amendment right has always been under attack in this country. The First Amendment has always been under attack, as well as the Second Amendment. The First Amendment, this is a way to Trojan horse legislation in. And like I said, no offense to my Jewish brothers and sisters, but I am literally shocked. I'm appalled at y'all that y'all didn't try to cancel Dave Chappelle. They have more pull than y'all do now. So now... Jewish people have joined the list of people that can get talked about. Because, yeah, the whole point he was trying to make was that black people can get murdered, talked about, put on video getting murdered, you know, lied to. Anything and everything bad can happen to us. Everybody has the right for commentary on that. However nasty the commentary gets, they still don't all the way get canceled.
No, they don't.
You feel what I'm saying? That's what he's saying. Nobody had a problem with DaBaby for killing the dude, even though it was self-defense.
Right.
Nobody had a problem with him for that. He went on to sell millions of streams or records or whatever they're selling nowadays. Aren't y'all tired of being the only people that aren't protected in this damn country? That's my question for y'all. Aren't you tired? Black people. Of being the only ones unprotected in this damn country. Aren't you tired of people being able to say nigga, bitch, anything else they want to say to your black ass? They can call you black bitches and everything else on the internet, and nobody fucking cancels them. And then you niggas sit up and defend motherfuckers like that.
Well, for one thing, Michael, we have to realize is black people as a whole, and I'm black, so I can talk about our asses.
Exactly.
We don't stick together. The community, as we're calling them, they stick together. And that's how they can get ahead. If blacks as a whole, if we learn to stick together and take a stand, we can get ahead. Like, I'm going to use Kanye West for an example. Was it Kanye? It was Kanye that said if you were slave for 400 years, then it's by choice. I didn't take offense to that because I understand where he was coming from. There should have been a revolt of some type. Even though we didn't have money and the necessities that we needed, we could have made a way. It had to start somewhere.
Right.
We got to come together at some point and not be afraid of what the repercussions will be. And black people are not willing to do that.
Right. Y'all, I'm not a gang member.
It is a choice. 400 years of being oppressed is still our choice because we still have not come together. So it is a choice. He was absolutely right. It's a choice.
Absolutely. I'm not a gang member. I'm a farmer and gardener, motherfuckers. So don't be looking, oh, my God, this and that. This is a farmer gardener handkerchief to wipe my damn face because I'm working up a sweat up in here. But you're exactly right. The free-thinking black male, you are the most unprotected. We're the most unprotected. You show me the death rate that matches ours in any other minority community in this country, and I may give you something, but you're going to have to show me the goddamn numbers. And that's women included.
Numbers don't lie, they say.
Numbers don't lie. Anything that's grown has grown from the blood of black men in this soil. And black women as well. But if we're going to go gender with it, then black men definitely going to go, we're going to be the number one.
Now, I'm not taking offense to that as a black woman. I'm not going to get mad because you said that. But had I been a member of the community and you said that, I may have gotten mad that I was not included in that.
Right. You feel what I'm saying? Like I say, I'll go with black people. But if you want to separate it by gender, if you want to be one of these, well, black women this and black women that and blah, 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 we're not motherfucking black people, then ain't nobody took more abuse than the black man in this country.
That's a fact.
I'll even go as far as to say the Native American hadn't taken as much abuse. You had to kill them. We had to live through this shit.
Exactly.
So here's where we stand. Either we black people embracing the black struggle, or don't even fucking talk to me about your problem. I don't want to hear about any other intersectional issue before blackness in this country.
Right.
And like I said, I ride for my sisters and my brothers. I understand we got to protect our women and children. But a lot of y'all out here, y'all got to want to be protected.
That's true.
And the only way you get protected, remember the wolf pack discussion. You get protected by staying in line, staying in your place.
Mm-hmm.
That's your protection, following instructions. There are leaders and there are followers. But you cannot be without leadership and claim you weren't protected. I'm sorry. I'm on my soapbox. I'm sorry.
No, keep going, Mike.
I went on a tangent. It just makes me upset, man, to see how many of us are riding for so many other causes.
It's ridiculous.
While our kids' futures are fucked up at best. Let me finish this video. Finish watching this clown come unglued. Speaking of clowns, she got on the exact same Ronald McDonald colors, too. I don't know if y'all noticed that.
We don't go there. So, anyway.
How she
uses
her hands.
Oh, yeah.
Defending anyone about anything.
On national TV.
It's a very sensitive topic.
Look at her face.
Very offensive overall.
Look at her faces.
That's where my stance is.
Okay. Okay, let's move
look at
on
the black
to
girl
question.
Like, yo, okay, bitch, calm down.
Dave also discussed his views on gender and defended Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling's controversial transgender tweets.
Yeah.
At one point, he even declared himself Team TERF, meaning a trans exclusionary radical feminist.
Cancel J.K. Rowling. My God, J.K. Rowling wrote all the Harry Potter books by herself. She sold so many books, the Bible worries about her. And they canceled her because she said in an interview, and this is not exactly what she said, but effectually, she said, gender was a fact. And then the trans community got mad. They started calling her a TERF. I didn't even know what that was. But I know that trans people make up words to win arguments.
So Gladys calling out Dave's anti-trans special, taking to Twitter, writing this. Dave Chappelle's brand has become synonymous with ridiculing trans people and other marginalized communities. Negative reviews and viewers loudly.
What other community is marginalized besides black people? Can somebody please sound off for me? Can I speak tonight?
I can't think
of any. Can I talk tonight?
Please do.
Can I talk tonight? Community is marginalized besides black people. I'm tired.
No,
I don't know about
not
y'all.
Even dogs.
I'm tired
not
of the disrespect. Animals. Like I said, you fuck around and do something to a dog.
Exactly.
And you'll see what time it is.
It's over for you.
It's over for you. These people aren't nice people, man. And I'm talking about the machine, not talking about any particular person or orientation. I'm talking about these people, the machine that's behind this. Now, we can get conspiracy theory week is next week. We delving into the conspiracy theories. Get your 10 hats ready because we're going to be doing it next week. It's October. But you can really get into some deep conspiracy theories or conspiracies. I ain't going to say theories. A lot of this stuff is already known fact.
Right.
But you can get into some deeper conversations about said agenda, what the agenda is. We'll talk about that later. I ain't going to get too heavy on y'all tonight.
Condemning his latest special is a message to the industry that audiences don't support platforming anti-LGBTQ diatribes, and we agree.
In addition, the National Black Justice Coalition is calling for the special to be removed from Netflix. The coalition's executive director, David John, said in a statement, "It is deeply disappointing that Netflix allowed Dave Chappelle's lazy and hostile transphobia and homophobia to air on its platform. With 2021 on track to be the deadliest year on record for transgender people in the United States, the majority of whom are black transgender people, Netflix should know better. Perpetuating transphobia perpetuates violence."
I would like to see those numbers.
Hmm.
I'm tired of people saying that. I want to see those numbers. Perhaps every year is going to be the deadliest year because you have more and more people that are joining the movement. Of course, you're going to have more deaths.
Right.
But it might not necessarily be from what they're trying to make it seem like it's from. And I'm going to be careful with what I say on these.
I'm just going to say this. They would not be hurting Dave Chappelle even if they canceled him. He got his point across. He was paid in advance. So who would they be hurting? Would they just be taking art off of the shelf? Because that is a work of art. The whole stand-up was a work of art.
Man.
I don't understand what the thing is that they want to cancel him so bad. It didn't work the first time they canceled him. He canceled himself. He walked away.
They want to.
He don't care.
They want to exercise their power. That's not about Dave Chappelle. It's about the power of the cancellation. They're trying to exercise. It's like working a muscle, right? If you want your legs to be stronger, you start doing leg extensions. After a while, you start getting faster. You start jumping higher. You can do more as you continue to work that muscle. The cancellation is nothing but a muscle that's being worked.
Have any non-blacks been canceled? I'm just curious. When I think of cancel culture, I think of the blacks that have been canceled.
Right. Well, they use us.
I can't think of one non-black that's been canceled. But I could be wrong. Who?
Nobody. And it's plenty. We couldn't even cancel Paula Deen around this motherfucker.
I think they tried to cancel. Did they cancel Charlie Sheen? Did they try to cancel him?
They never even tried to cancel Charlie Sheen, and he was spreading AIDS to bitches.
Yeah, so why is everything canceled?
Or not AIDS. I'm sorry, HIV. I'm sorry, HIV. Correction.
Yes.
HIV.
Clarify.
Let me clarify.
As long as you don't call it, well, I better not say it. I've been watching Grey's Anatomy, and I heard a term that I have never heard for HIV in my life. I had to look it up.
Go ahead.
Did you know it used to be called GRID?
GRID? What's that?
I think it's like gay-related infectious disease. I could not believe it. I kept saying, what are they talking about? And as a nurse, you would think I would have heard the term. I have never heard it be called that.
Wow. Well,
never.
Well, there is a conspiracy, and I'll give y'all drop a little something early on, y'all. There is a conspiracy that HIV was originally transferred in the hepatitis C vaccine.
In the vaccine?
Yes. I think it was the hepatitis. It was either Hep C or is it a Hep D? I think it's only Hep C.
It's a Hep B, and it was probably more likely a Hep B. Because Hep B is more contagious than HIV. The virus
right.
is more easily transmitted.
Well, that's what they say. And I'll say this. Look up MK Naomi.
MK Naomi.
MK Naomi. And I won't say okay. No more, but they have my ass off of him. Big Mag the Fisher say, yep, power. They want us to fall in one in fear, being canceled. Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing about it. They have black people thinking that we are cancel culture. And you couldn't be further from the truth. We can't cancel anybody. We couldn't cancel Joe Biden. We couldn't cancel Kamala Harris, even though we didn't vote for the motherfucker. She still wound up there. We can't cancel. We can't cancel anybody. Like I said, we couldn't even cancel Paula Deen. We couldn't cancel Bill Maher, who sat up and said he was a nigger. Said he was a house nigger on stage talking to another white dude. Ice Cube went and accepted the apology on behalf of us. That's why I stopped fucking with Cube. And that's my confession on that.
You don't fuck with Cube?
Don't fuck with Cube. Cube ain't have no right to go accept no apology from that motherfucker. On behalf of me, he said nigga. Paula Deen said nigga and got canceled for a minute, right?
He came right back.
But you know what I'm going to say? Bill Maher can't cook chicken. So if I had to have one or the other, I'd much rather have Paula Deen than motherfucking Bill Maher.
You know that thing, we don't like nothing but chicken and watermelon anyway.
Right. We couldn't cancel none of them. Couldn't cancel the Proud Boys. Couldn't cancel Trump. Couldn't cancel McConnell.
So far, who have we canceled? We canceled Bill Cosby, not us, but they canceled Bill Cosby, R. Kelly. They're trying to cancel the baby and Boosie. They're trying to cancel Dave Chappelle. Who's next? I guess they got to move to black females. Are they only going to target black
females? Oh, nah. Black females are the lifeblood of the cancel culture. Cancel culture. Lifeblood. Look, they put black women out in front. I hate to say this. I hate to be the one to break the news. They put y'all out in front. Not you. You know what I'm saying. But they put black women out in front. Y'all are the front lines of this movement. Y'all are the boots on the ground, the ones who were left on the damn battlefield, wounded, maimed, and whatever else. They got the battery smooth in black women's back right now. And what they're doing is isolating you away from the rest of the pack, which is leaving you unprotected.
Right.
Because look what happens when a black woman goes into a nail shop and gets into it with an Asian woman.
They lock them doors and beat her ass.
Exactly. And then you still catch the hate charge.
After you done got beat up.
You still catch the hate charge, but they won't give a hate charge to these people that are doing this to, you know, black people day in and day out just because of their race. So, yeah, black woman, stop being fooled. Don't be fooled. All of y'all aren't fooled. It's a lot of black women that are awake but not woke.
Right.
It's a difference between woke culture and actually being awake.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just take a name and apply a name to some shit and think I'm going to believe it. Woke is not the right word. You ever notice that?
Hmm.
It sound cute. It sound good. But woke is not a real word.
It's not in the dictionary.
Let's look and see. Let's look and see. It might be.
If it is that, it's new, and it's probably this that slang for.
Let's see.
You'll be surprised the words that Webster has added to the dictionary.
You know what woke means? Alert to injustice in society, especially racism.
They added it to the dictionary?
They added it to the dictionary. All right. Now let's just look at what awake, and let's talk about words. To wake from sleep. So Chris said, so we black folk don't have actual or convincing power, huh? If we cannot effectively cancel anyone. Interesting.
Hmm.
We couldn't cancel Gucci. We couldn't, because I'm going to be honest, the reason we can't is because it's always going to be one of us that's willing to take money to undermine the
right.
whole shit.
Exactly.
Coach Keith said they stole the wake-up concept from us and redefined it. Exactly. Just like they stole hip-hop from us and redefined it. Just like they stole and weaponized. And the redefinition of it is always a weapon that winds up being harmful to us. You ever notice that? You said our shit gets watered down when we let them in the room with us.
Hmm.
Let's finish up.
Yeah, he concluded with this. Netflix should immediately pull the closer from its platform and directly apologize to the transgender community. Make no mistake, black LGBTQ plus and same gender people exist and have always existed. The fight against oppression is not a zero-sum game, and the pervasiveness of white supremacy in the United States is not an excuse for homophobia or transphobia. So we're definitely getting some comments here. Let us saying, let's get over it.
Out of everybody who's oppressed, who do you think has a biblical mandate to whip their oppressor's ass?
Hmm.
How's that for a question, Ronnie?
A good question, Mike.
Who do you think has had the foot on their neck longer? Who do you think that they're throwing all these other groups in place? And I got something I want y'all to hear. Y'all remember when Bill Barr was on Saturday Night Live? I'm going to be done with these goofy-looking bitches over here or whatever is going on. But I want y'all to hear Bill Barr. Bill Barr did a monumental monologue on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if I could show it, but I could definitely play it.
I haven't been in New York for about a year, you know?
So let's check out Bill Barr. Can you hear him? Hold on.
I can hear him.
Well, Bill Burr, I call him Bill Barr. That was the fucking Attorney General, Mr. Magoo looking fuck.
Grandparents are older. I don't know. Plowing ahead. Plowing ahead. Let's talk white women here, shall we? Let's talk white women. White women, you're amazing. Amazing your accomplishments over the last few years. I got to tell you, the way white women somehow hijack the woke movement, generals around the world should be analyzing this. Just to refresh your memory, the woke movement was supposed to be about people of color, not getting opportunities, the at-bats that they deserved, finally making that happen. And it was about that for about 8 seconds. And then somehow, white women swung their Gucci-booted feet over the fence of oppression and stuck themselves at the front of the line. I don't know how they did it. I've never heard so much complaining in my life from white women. I even saw her with my SUV and my heated seats. You have no idea what it's like to be me. Trashing white guys. The nerve. Where's the camera? The nerve of you white women. Listen, I don't want to speak ill of my bitches here, okay? I don't. But let's go back in history here, okay? You guys stood by us toxic white males through centuries of our crimes against humanity. You rolled around in the blood muddy. And occasionally, when you wanted to sneak off and hook up with a black dude, if you got caught, you said it wasn't consensual. Yeah, that's what you did. That's what you did. So why don't you shut up, sit down next to me, and take your talking to.
Bill Burr, monumental.
I like that.
Motherfucking monologue on Saturday Night Live. One of the best Saturday Night Live monologues. I'm going to tell this to my sisters out here who claim to be feminist.
Funny.
Don't be a goofy trying to be a feminist. For real. Link back in with your brothers. All black men ain't not shit.
That's right.
Just like,
I agree.
Just like all gay dudes ain't cool. Some of them niggas misogynistic like a motherfucker.
Hmm.
Beat your ass as soon as you, if you look at them wrong, they beat you like a damn dude. But nobody talks about that, though. How many women get beat up every year by gay dudes?
Well, when they fight you, they don't fight you like they're fighting a woman. They fight you like they're fighting a man.
How many women get beat by trans? Why ain't they talking about that domestic violence? Or do they just count the statistic as a man? When it get down to the legal system.
Hmm.
There will always be at least one Negro undermining the revolution for a payday. This is why we can't counsel anyone. It's like throwing the game. Exactly. Hmm. Coach Keith said they'll never keep stats on that.
Hmm.
Look, I'll say this to my brothers and sisters here before, and we ain't even took one phone call. We ain't took one phone call. We got about another hour left. I'm going to go on and put the phone number up, Ronnie. If you want to call into the show, go on, call in. I'm going to get the number up. And what question am I going to ask? Hold on. I got to change the background, too. Hold on one sec.
All right.
There we go. How's that one? Or do you want to do the Dave Chappelle?
Let's see the Dave.
Should Dave Chappelle be canceled? You can answer either question. Call in 515-605-9708. Also, don't forget, in about another 30 minutes, Night of the Living Dead will be airing. The original 1968 version of Night of the Living Dead will be airing on the Big Mike Drop YouTube channel and Facebook. Now, this is in public domain. There's no copyright infringement going on. This film was considered, it was deemed so important, historically, aesthetically important to the culture that it was taken by the Library of Congress and put into the public sphere. Do you realize that every remake of The Night of the Living Dead has been made by the same dude because the very first one was in the public sphere?
Really?
Had a $114,000 budget. They filmed this movie with $114,000. It grossed $30 million at the box office.
Somebody drop this fool for me.
Cult classic. Quintessential American horror movie. So I'm going to keep the phone lines open for a few minutes. Absolutely. Let's see what else we got here as far as videos are concerned. I ain't really got nothing else on the videos. I didn't even know I was going to get off on this tangent. That's why I like freestyling. And this was a freestyle, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know, but your boy used to rap. I'm used to being put on the spot. Ronnie used to rap, too.
Oh, stop it.
Shit. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. We know what time it is. Stop playing. Stop playing. Man, what do you got on your mind, Ronnie? What's going on? Talk to me.
I just think it's crazy and it's very unfair that people are being canceled like this. And I'm not just saying this because it's black people. Even if Dave Chappelle were not black, if he was white or any other race, I don't think a comedian should be canceled because of their jokes, because since the beginning of time, comedians have been doing things and talking about things that were taboo and things that the general public wouldn't normally be allowed to say. So this is nothing new. Richard Pryor talked under women's clothes, and at that time, people, it was unheard of for men to talk under women's clothes. He
right.
did it.
Right.
People talk about things, and time has evolved. So now the thing is, you know, the gay community. So that's what he talks about, because he's moving with the time. So he makes jokes about it.
Right.
I don't think he should be canceled for that.
I don't think Dave's going to get canceled, but if they try.
I don't think he can be canceled, but I don't think that an attempt at canceling him should be made.
Right, right. And I'm going to go as far as to say that Dave Chappelle should be protected at all costs. Dave Chappelle may be the last great bastion of freedom of speech.
I'm almost speechless about it because I wasn't expecting this.
No.
I wasn't expecting them to say they wanted to cancel the man.
Well, I knew if he came out one more time that they were going to try. And especially when he came to the aid of the baby.
But he did it the right way. He saved it for last. So if you cancel me now, so what? I got my comedy on TV.
Right.
On Netflix, which is all the same.
Right.
He did it the right way.
He did. So overall.
He's calling it the closer. That's probably why it's called the closer.
Right. So overall, I guess it's safe to say that the big mic drop. We're friends with Dave Chappelle on this show.
We are.
We're Dave Chappelle friendly. The GOAT. Dave Chappelle is the GOAT. In my opinion, I ain't saying everybody else got to say that. But in my opinion, he's probably the most clever comedian to ever exist.
Very clever.
But,
very.
Y'all, don't forget to check out Night of the Living Dead. Also, like, share, and subscribe to this video.
Please.
We're about to call it because we got the Living Dead coming on and nobody's really calling in. So I'm going to go ahead and end this episode tonight. And I went a little bit further than I should have on my soapbox. But, you know, sometimes a nigga just got to go. Sometimes you just got to go.
Be like that sometimes.
It be like that sometimes.